Yes, sir. The man, the myth, the legend. How we doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Tell us about Rafa. Like, what's Rafa?
Yeah, so it's a two-sided ATS that is really tackling the recruiting industry's boogeyman that's been qualifying. Right now, startup founders, in-house recruiters, and as well as managers are going off of two elements, which is primarily the surface materials, such as LinkedIn's, as well as resumes. They typically find a good individual on paper. They hop on that first call and really hope for the best, but what you see is not what you always get. And also, applicants are struggling right now, trying to separate themselves from the rest of the pack because people have gone to the same schools, you know, they've got the same job title, even the same resume template, but one thing that they can't duplicate though is that applicant's origin story. And that's what matters when it comes to a hiring decision. So we became the first two-side ATS that is able to not only capture the hard skills, but also the culture fit, resilience, passion, critical thinking, technical reasoning. And these are the things that matters when it comes to these hiring decisions. And unfortunately, in this recruiting industry, has been forgotten when it comes to, at the end of the day, we're hiring people, not resumes.
Woo, I love it. So real quick, definition check, ATS. What does ATS stand for?
Applicant Tracking System. That's what it stands for.
Amazing. So how does everything you just talked about sounds great, and I get it, right? It's hard. All these applicants, all these resumes, all these LinkedIns, a lot of lookalikes. How does Rafa work towards hitting that vision?
Yeah, it really comes back to the company. So right now, the way the world works today is when they post a job, they typically leave their front door open for everybody to come on in, have a fiesta in the backyard, you know, kick it in the living room, like literally make themselves at home.
In the front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so here's what happens. You're away with your family. You come back home, door's wide open, and you're trying to figure out, okay, who's who? Did I invite you? Did I invite you? Type of thing. And so what happens is you're getting caught in this revolving door of, hey, this guy looks great on paper. This person looks great on paper. You find some time. You hop in a quick call. You realize it's not a good fit. And unfortunately, in this revolution that we have going in AI, my mom can pass a coding interview these days. My dad could be the next Picasso. Right. And so it comes back to, okay, well, what makes you unique? Who are you? And I think that's what makes Rafa unique is now you can ask those burning questions up front and actually feel the passion, understand their rationale when it comes to their design decisions, and also understand who they are when it comes to certain situational questions, behavioral questions, because at the end of the day, you're building a team that would want to work with one another. And being able to capture that step one will not only bring days and weeks back to you as a company, but days and weeks back to the applicant and actually allow themselves to sell themselves.
Here's what I know. You can tell me whether or not you said it is, part of what sold me on, full disclosure, I invested right in Rafa is the kind of like audio engagement, mm-hmm. just seemed more signal and less noise. How do you think about that as it relates to scale? Right. Like if you mm-hmm. get like 1,000 applicants, how do you filter, like how do you blast through that? Right. Because you've got to have some way to blast through it.
Yeah. So it really also comes back to what you're looking for. You know, if you're doing these general open applications, you're going to get a lot of people. But one thing that we've learned so far, it creates enough of a barrier of entry that kind of disperse people away that think that might be above the process or might not be a good fit because they came across a very technical question. But typically what I've seen people is we have standard filtration. So you can search from geo, you can start from, engineering or the job titles and things like that. But what we're doing is as you start to spin up your recommendation or start ranking, Rafa will be then able to start shortlisting and based on your recommendations and like how you evaluate, what you put in your evaluation to then bubble up people that, hey, let's start from here instead of zero. And what's also unique is, you're a hiring manager, right? And typically you get pulled away from what you do best. And, those calibration calls start to spin up and start to waste a bunch of company dollars. But now your recruiters can finally extract those key questions that matter to you. And then you can jump in when recruiters actually found someone that sound fantastic. And then you can come in and build consensus. So you're leveraging your time and kind of spearfishing to the areas that you actually want to dedicate time to. So standard filtration is out of the box, but with our AI introduction, you'll be able to leverage Rafa to shortlist and evaluate applicants as they come in. So you're not starting from ground zero or like, you know, the bottom of the barrel type of thing.
Yeah. So what's your ICP?
ICP so far has been software start. So anyone that is seed to series A plus that are just turning the corner, they are typically using some sort of system, if not none. And also one segment that we identified has been recruiting agencies. For the audience, I actually done full cycle recruiting. Surprise. You can't really see it off of my LinkedIn, but I was a full cycle recruiter on the side funding my crazy ideas. So one segment that we identify is recruiting agencies, boutique firms and things like that, because this is their day-to-day. I know the good, the bad, and the ugly. So it's been very easy to get them onboarded, ready to go, because that's their bread and butter. And also founders, you know, they don't need to be a recruiter to understand how to use Rafa because it's very easy to use. And so far, it's been pretty successful.
Who do you think your main competitors are?
So I usually think competition's for losers, as you know, but I usually like to be hyper. Yes, I knew it was coming. But like,
so who are you displacing? Put it that way. Who are you going to displace?
So like the bigger thing is here is, you know, when you look at LinkedIn, you know, you got the greenhouses, the levers, and all those big box Jurassic ETSs that literally just focus on surface level. But we're doing something really unique. And because right now, I got a question for you. Like, where can you find gold and diamonds on this earth? Where's it typically located?
Where can I find gold?
Yeah, where is it typically located?
Africa. It's,
that too, but it's beneath the surface, right?
There we go. Yeah.
We're getting somewhere. But yeah. So unfortunately right now is like a lot of these systems have been focused on surface material because no gold mining company or diamond company looks at a hill and says, that looks fantastic. Let's start digging. They first need to analyze, is it worth investing beneath? And so what we're doing is we're capturing the hard skills. Also, the most important, the critical thinking, the composure and the resilience and the grit without ever picking up the phone. So to kind of answer your question, you know, the big box ATSs, hey, they're there. Go ahead, have your party. But what I think we're doing is we're going to make it so easy to find your next team member as easy as finding and grabbing a gallon of milk from Safeway or Trader Joe's or something. And so I think what we're going to be displacing and creating a new world where you don't need a resume anymore. You know, resume is going to be the new red flag, kind of like how you see with cover letters these days. So I think what we're doing is kind of inching towards that area where context is a new currency in recruiting.
All right. Context is a new currency. Give me an example.
Well, as of right now, when you see who's on paper, you need context. You know, well, okay, you led the project. Were you part of a project, or what was the actual impact? I want to hear. How did you get to your answer? So context is everything.
And what did
in this
you
world.
Do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. What's the most exciting thing you're working on now that you can talk about?
So, what we're really we're actually experimenting right now with our Rafa network. And so one thing that we've learned when we launched our MVP is that candidates were finding us and starting to skew our data a little bit because we're thinking companies are signing up at one point, but actually are it's applicants. And I started seeing the type form have interesting answers at the time. Then I was like, wait, I think people think that there's something behind the curtain here. So what I did was I actually created a Rafa network application where, hey, TBD, TBA to when we're going to be launching the network, but let's actually get ahead. Let's get to know each other. See if we can actually pinpoint and direct you to the right opportunity. And we're actually working on this network where every job application that gets created, it becomes another recruiter in the network. Being able to not only vet you, but also vet you for a company a couple miles away, right? Or remotely. And then by doing this, you know, we need a network, right? And so instead of you going on LinkedIn and kind of sprucing up your job titles and all that stuff, you're actually going to be living in Rafa a lot more than you think. So that's as much as I can say right now, but we've been experimenting a little bit on the network effects that we're doing from all the inbound and outbound we begin from candidates applying and just asking for more.
Oh, that's fascinating. There's so much, you don't have to say anything else, but there's so much wasted time with various companies reevaluating the same candidate at the surface level over and over and over again. Or it'd be amazing if there was like a verified, like, yeah, like GitHub approved this guy or Facebook approved that person. That would be amazing.
I know. And I think like, you know, like I mentioned, recruiting is by far the is pinnacle, critical for any type of like startup to be successful or even at enterprise, because all these open AI, all these amazing demos you're seeing are made by people, you know, last time I checked. And I think recruiting will survive the dark days, the ice ages, nuclear warfare. It will survive everything because people need to be interacting with other people and start building these category defined companies. So that's why I think instead of just think about spreadsheets and data points and keywords, like there's a person, there's a story, there's emotion, there's passion behind each person. And we're creating that opportunity.
I like it. Yeah. Cause I mean, one of the like dark secrets of the tech sector right now is you almost always need a referral to get the job. And so they're amazingly talented applicants who just end up in a pool who can't differentiate. And so something to bring the person back to the forefront, like what you're working on, I think is key.
As well, on top of that, kind of like reconfirming your hypotheses on this referral, like instead of jumping through multiple hoops, just accelerate. And same thing for the person that doesn't have a referral. Like you hear something that just clicks, let's take advantage of that instead of doing a 4-month process, you know, and for the hiring manager to finally hear this person 3 months later for the very first time, it's insane. So I think we're really agnostic to the process.
I love it. Yo, I've got to run. This has been great. Where can folks find you on social?
Yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn. The URL is if you know, you know. And then you can find me on Twitter, Masood by Design. And then, of course, Rafa will be all over the place, plastered on my profile. So you can like find it there as well.
Boom. Hey, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Likewise. If you're listening, raising pre-seed or seed capital, and think you have the perfect pitch, hit me up at rocktown.vc and know that our convo is only on the podcast if you want it to be. Take 90 seconds, send me your elevator pitch, and anything could happen. Later. Peace.